You're listening to Call to Homeschool, episode number 58. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Welcome back, friends.
Hey, we're on episode number 58 today, and we're going to talk about obedience.
Isn't that a great topic?
And this comes from Megan's Mama's membership. This is her topic of the month, yes?
Yeah, for June. This will be the video that we'll be teaching. I will be teaching all about obedience.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting topic. And I like to think of dogs a lot of times with this because I don't love them. And I know a lot of people do. But I don't love my husband's dog because, and I would like it separated that it is his dog, because he's so unruly.
Yeah.
Like, he's just naughty. And so when people are over, we have to go have him go to a neighbor's house and go do other things because he'll jump all over you and he'll do all these things. And so it's interesting that as you take the time and put in the effort with the dog, they can be quite lovely.
Yeah, they can.
I just can imagine.
That's funny.
But
it makes me think of my son. We got him a cat training book for Christmas. Like he was begging for it, and it just cracks me up watching him try to teach our cat tricks, which
cats don't care.
cats don't care, but he thinks he's teaching them things, and it just cracks me up. So maybe he is a little bit, but yeah, they're not very obedient.
It was cute. My husband even hired a trainer, and she had the dog like just doing really, really well, but you have to keep up with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And
it's just like kids.
It is.
If you're not consistent with your rules and your consequences in teaching your kids these things, then
they're unruly.
They're going to be.
They're like wild little dogs, like my big giant Newfoundland. He's actually a really cute dog.
He's
so friendly. He's just slobbery and like almost 200 pounds.
So big.
And wants to love you so much. He's gotten better. He leaves me alone more. And actually, Georgie can go around the yard now and play, and the dog leaves him alone.
Oh, that's good.
Last summer was not so lovely. So anyways, a lot of people get really excited when we say we're going to teach about obedience because it's like, oh, fantastic. This is the one miracle pill that's just going to solve all our problems. It's like a pretend magic weight loss pill.
Right. I was thinking the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. Like take this magic pill
and you'll lose 100 pounds and you'll look like a model.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
You lost 100 pounds. Yes. But like, no, there's no magic pill. There's like by small and simple things, amazing things happen. And the obedience is one of those wonderful things. Because a lot of times we think too with obedience, and I can say this with the dog as well, but we think like if the dog were obedient, I would just be happy.
Yeah.
Truth is, I just don't really like the dog. You know what I mean? Like,
not talking about her kids.
No, I literally talk about the dog. But like a lot of times we think if our kids just behaved a certain way, like then I would have peace.
Life would be better.
And life would be just blissful. Mm-hmm. Right. But I've taught a lot, and especially in my membership, that the way we feel about something comes from the way we think about something. So can't we just think away like their disobedience? Right. No. Mm-hmm. So why do we teach children obedience? And so for homeschool. It's creating this habit of obedience, and it's going to bless the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Mason, that's one of her main habit skills was obedience. I think it's the third habit she wants them to learn is obedience. And then the bottom line is obedience brings blessings.
Yeah.
When we obey, we are blessed.
Well, and you just think of your home in general. And when children understand the importance of obeying their parents and they follow through on those things, things are going to just all be a lot more smooth. You know, your home's going to run more smoothly and there's not going to be a lot of bickering and things will just, they'll just know what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. So one of my favorite scriptures about obedience is in Doctrine and Covenants, and it's 82:10. And it says, I, the Lord, am bound when ye do what I say, but when ye do not what I say, ye have no promise. So as we obey commandments, we are blessed. And there's one actually in our religion, we have the law of tithing and a commandment of tithing. And it talks about that the sluices, I think is the right word, that it says like of heaven, the blessings, you won't have room to But I'm going to say it wrong now. You won't have room to receive them.
They'll be so great that you won't imagine. But that reminds me of Christ when he comes and he's like, cast your net on the other side. And there's so many fish that come in that they can't even get them all in and the net's breaking. And it's kind of like that. Like if you're obedient and you follow those commandments that God's given you, he's going to give you so many blessings. Mm-hmm. You won't even know how to receive them all.
It was interesting because it's not always monetary blessings. Mm-hmm. And when that scripture, we had 6 children at the time and we were living in a home that was under 1500 square feet or 1400 square feet. And my husband was reading it and he goes, I don't have room enough for my blessings. Like my home is so small.
That's cute.
Like we are on top of each other. And so it was fun. But as we obey, we are blessed. And you even have, as you obey the law, you don't go to jail. Right. If you obey, my whole levels of liberty system is created upon obedience, mm-hmm. right? As you obey and you master skills, you are blessed. And it's things with like a cell phone, going somewhere without an adult, having a friend over without mom and dad there. So
you're given greater privileges the more obedient you are.
Yeah. And so that's the whole premise of that.
Yeah. And I think that that's important in any aspect of life. You know, you think about, like you said, obeying the law, you don't go to jail. You also have the privilege of driving and you have the privilege of owning a home, property, or whatever. You know, all of these things that come with obeying the law that you can have and do in your life that could be taken away if you're not.
Yes. Well, and it's interesting, like sometimes people feel like religion is so controlling, but it actually is very freeing.
Yeah.
And I remember my husband years ago, right when we were first married, he was working at a restaurant and some girl was kind of teasing him about his religion, like, oh, your religion is so controlling. You have to obey all these rules. And he said, can you go your whole shift without smoking? And so it was interesting that by obeying rules of health, whatever you believe in for health, but we personally choose to not smoke, that he is blessed with health. Mm-hmm. He's not tied to the cigarettes. And so by obeying.
No addiction.
No addiction. None of those things. I mean, you save money.
Yeah.
So all these blessings come from obeying that one law.
Mm-hmm.
So obedience is not about control. It, like a lot of times people think it really is, right? Like if I can just control this situation or like if I obey, that means I'm being controlled.
Yeah. And controlling your children and their behavior. It's not about that.
No. So we're going to share a little bit. I know we have people of all different faiths, but we're going to share something specific to our faith. And we believe that there was a preexistence. And that we lived before we were here on this earth. And we believe that while we were there, there was a war fought in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole war was fought over agency, your ability to choose. And so Heavenly Father presented a plan and Satan said, hey, I have a great idea. Why don't I just go down there and make everybody follow the commandments and do everything that you want them to do to have eternal life and to come back to you.
And they'll just all come right back because they've followed all of that.
Yeah. There will be no problem.
But they don't have any choice because they'll just have to do it.
Yeah. And Jesus said that he would take Heavenly Father's plan. Mm-hmm. He would come and atone for our sins and allow us to make mistakes because a lot of times the mistakes is where our growth is.
Right. Often, most
always,
of the time.
Right? And so if you think about that with a little kid who doesn't really have agency, like a baby makes no choices on their own, like whether they're sitting up or whether they're down, and they don't really grow until they are starting to get older when they can start really making their own choices. Mm-hmm. So having obedience is not about control. And a cute lady that I was friends with, I'm still friends with, she just doesn't live by me anymore, but she said, like, I wish I could have chosen Satan's plan. It would have been so much easier to parent. And it probably feels that way sometimes.
To force your kids into obedience to do the things you want them to do each day.
Yeah. Yes. Just like, hey, I said, do this. So go do this.
Like that they'd just be little robots and, you know, follow everything they're supposed to do each day.
But I think
it sounds easy, right?
It does. But I think it'd be so boring. Right? Like your whole life would just be you managing to an exhausting extent.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really important to get that clear picture of, I want to teach my children obedience, not to control them or because like my way is the only way and the best way and the right way, but it's because I know obedience brings blessings and will bless your life.
Yeah.
Like within our home, within homeschool, within
and future. learning to be obedient is going to bless them in the future.
Yes. Because
they need to understand the principles of why also, you know, why does this matter and how is that going to help me?
Yeah. So I'm going to give you guys a couple homework assignments to do. Of asking yourself,
there'll be a test next week.
Yes, there will be, and we'll grade you and shame you if it's low. Just kidding. What do you want your children to obey? So, like, you just may say, like, I just want them to obey me. Like, okay, great, but like, let's break it down. What do you want them to obey? Do you want them to obey a bedtime? Do you want them to obey we get our school done by a certain time? What are the actual things you want them to obey? Because sometimes, and I notice this with clients, is like, I'm so afraid. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what, like, are you actually afraid of? And once you name it out, it's not so scary anymore. And so when you can face it like, oh, I actually don't need them to obey all of these things. I just want them to obey these basic things. I want them to learn on this. Or they're 3, so I want them to learn these skills. Mm-hmm. Or they're 12. I want them to learn these skills of obedience. Right?
Right.
So once you kind of have created those clear rules, understanding the why you have those rules. I got this week and we were talking about it too. One of my kids said, why do we have a bedtime? It's like, because I said so, that's why, right?
Because I'm tired.
I'm tired. But why do we have bedtimes? We were talking about mm-hmm. this earlier.
There's a lot of reasons that we need sleep. Me, I need a lot of sleep. Well, mm-hmm. I don't need any more sleep than anybody else. I just need to go to bed early. Because I wake up early.
Yeah.
but no, I function better when I have a full night's sleep. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's good for me mentally as well as physically.
Yeah. And if you think about how much children are growing, mm-hmm. the amount that they, especially my monkeys, like they're yeah. all hitting 6 feet tall, right? They're growing so much and they're super active and they're doing all these things and your brain needs time to just rest.
And growing kids need more sleep than we do even.
Right. And so part of the reason was that your body's growing, right? You need right. the extra sleep. We talked about this with you're happier the next day mm-hmm. when you have more sleep. I actually listened to a psychologist. I can't remember if he was, I can never remember the difference between like a therapist, psychologist, like he's one that can't prescribe meds.
That's a psychologist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Psychotherapist. What's the one that can?
Psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist. Yeah. Thank you. So a psychologist was saying one way he can help people get off antidepressant meds is having them go to bed at an earlier time every mm. night and getting up on a like earlier time mm. and then eating like a high quality breakfast.
Hey.
And like so just having enough sleep helps with depression.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. But there was even a truth to it, a part
early
of the reason.
Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy and wealthy and wise.
Yes. But like a part of it I told him too is that I need a break. Right? Like I'm on shift all the time unless I leave the house. And so I said, I also need time to mentally have some quiet time, be with my husband, right? All those things. And so there's a lot of that goes into that with the bedtime. Mm-hmm. So just saying, because I said so, isn't as powerful as saying all of the reasons why we have a bedtime. Right?
Right.
And then the next idea. So once you kind of have like, here are the rules, here they're very clear rules, here are the why behind the rules, what is the clear consequence if they break a rule? So we have a rule, you can only eat in the kitchen. Is it always followed? No.
We have that rule too.
Yeah. But we, understanding why, right? We've talked a lot about it. It keeps our house clean. So that creates less work. It takes better care of our carpet or our couches.
Prevents critters.
Yeah. So you, if you live out in where there are mice.
And, on the mountain like me. We yeah. have mice.
Or yes. What were those little animals called? Like voles or something? Oh, yeah. Yeah. We
Do
have
you get those.
Not here. In one of our houses that was by a mountain.
Those are gross.
Yeah, we had a cat, so they didn't get in, but they were in the yard. So explaining the why, and then your kid goes and eats in the living room. Mm-hmm. If you have a clear consequence, you don't have to think, and your brain likes the easiest route. So if it's a habit of like, this is what I do, and we already have this set up, you can just apply the consequence without any drama, without yelling.
So what's your consequence of eating in the living room?
Ours is just a charge.
And oh, so, yeah, you do that.
Yeah, so we just charge them. Mine are a little bit older, so it works. With Georgie, I'll give an example for him. He has learned some choice words, and he says, I will cut you, and I will kill you, and oh, no. I hate you. And it's like,
and he's what, two?
Three.
Three.
And it's like, what? And we noticed we were trying to look at our vocabulary and we don't ever say, I hate a person, but we'll be like, I hated that show. I hate eating this. So we noticed we were saying hate. We don't know where he's getting cut and kill. So those ones are working on, but Georgia obviously doesn't get charged. So when he says it, his consequences is he gets picked up, put into another room and said, we don't say those words. And it's funny as we continue to work on that and he looks at you and you can see he's about to say, I'm going to cut you. And you just say, what are you going to say? And he just will be like, I fart on you. And so,
oh, no.
So we're making progress.
Little boys are fun.
Yes. So we have gone, we've upgraded from kill to fart. So
it's better.
It is the lesser of two evils. That's the truth of my house right
that's
there
funny.
For you. But for my big kids who don't say they want to fart on me, they probably just do. we charge. And so I've talked about it before. We give them five pluses a month. Mm-hmm. And so they have five chances. And once they gets to there, they have to either start paying me or work it off to have their privileges back. So a couple last things. So you think about how many commandments are there? 10. Like Heavenly Father and God doesn't give us like so many laws and rules
right.
that you can't even function. It's like, here are the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times it's us that complicates things.
Right.
Right?
He's so true.
Like, love me. Don't worship graven images.
Don't kill people.
Don't kill people.
Don't steal. Honest, you know.
Don't
just like
lie.
Basic
what
stuff.
Are the other ones? Honor your father and mother.
Yeah.
Lying's one of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a false witness.
Okay. There we go. Thank you. So as you're creating rules, if you can get into that headspace of like, this is not to control you, but this is to bless your life. So your rules are going to be very different with that mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if your rule is, if you aren't home, and I don't like, you can choose how you want to respond to things, but like if you have a curfew and it's like, if you aren't here by 10 o'clock, then it's like you were kicked out of our house.
Grounded
and
for a month.
Yeah. You're grounded for a month, right? You don't need to go to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, this is the consequence to this. This is the rule. Just clear and simple rules. I also highly, highly recommend creating them with your family. Because when, and we talk about this with school too, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they are a part of the decision-making, it's so much easier to own it.
Yeah.
And to
so
be like,
true.
This rule's stupid.
I used to do that when I would teach in school too. I would let the class help me create
yes.
our rules for the classroom. What are the things you guys think are important to do in this classroom? And I think it's the same in your home where, you know, if we create these rules together, we have ownership in them and we understand the reasons behind them and why they're important.
Yeah. So I had my kids come up with the rule of, I was letting know I wanted schoolwork done by a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, would it be nice if they just sat down and did it all? Yes. It feels like that would be really nice. Right. But instead we came together and I said, here's why I want schoolwork done. Like, I want you to give you the blessing of being able to have your privileges,
mm-hmm.
going with friends or checking your email or doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also need to get it done. So we came up with a plan together and they just want it done by 5 p.m. So not what I would have picked,
yeah.
but it gets done. And so we both are getting something we want. And then they get blessed when they do it because they get all their privileges
mm-hmm.
as soon as schoolwork's done. So in the video this month, I'll talk over those things, but I'll actually give you tools on how to teach your kids to disagree without arguing and without fighting you, because that's the $1 million.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's important.
Yes, because sometimes it's like, hey, can I go with my friend? And you're like, no. It's like, well, you never let me go with my friend. You never let me do anything. So to like get rid of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so once you have that clear thing, and then I'll give you these awesome tools of how to actually teach them to problem solve and how to be able to obey and how to be able to speak their mind and their opinion so that you don't like at the end of the day. I don't know. I don't like to be told what to do. Let's just say it that way.
Most people don't.
So to have a place where I can say, hey, I would like to share my point of view of why I think that this is wrong. And so giving them that platform
mm-hmm.
of like, nope, you're not, it's not just sit down, shut up. When I say jump, you say how high. No, I love you. And I want to bless your life. So this is the reason why we're not playing with friends today. Oh, I understand. Or like, oh, I hear your point of view. Yes, absolutely. You can play with friends today. So head on over to Mama's Members. just awesome. Keep having people join more and more each month, and it's super exciting.
So fun.
But I still haven't hit 100, so it is still the $100 rate. So go and join before that $100 rate is gone.
Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. We hope it helps you and your parenting and your homeschooling. And we will talk to you next time.
See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.